policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-885-4646. That's 1-800-885-4646. 1-800-885-4646. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So we're back here at the hangar. We're about to have another probably scoring discussion. I don't think they could change it now. Looks like that they, in the official book, they counted the free throw that got waved off, but a lot's happened since then. I just noticed that. I was wondering what the scoring discrepancy was, but... So we start the fourth quarter here. Bombers with the basketball, trailing by one. Bickford along the sideline to Carson. Carson. Now to Bickford. Proctor mid post from the free throw line. Good move. Dumped down to Dover. Dover off the window. Hook shot's good. Robert Dover with 4 points. Pair of good looking hook shots. 32-31 now. Mountain Home with the lead. Manning back to the vault. And it's turned over. Mountain Home comes up with it. Bombers will have it on the sideline. Proctor throws in, gets it to Bickford, back to Proctor. Proctor running the show right now. Good afternoon for Luke. Proctor driving, right-handed hook off the window, won't go. Rebounded by Paragold. Caleb Giles pushing ahead, came down with the rebound, back to Gavin Hall. Honoring Gavin Hall's jumper now, since he was the one that hit the long three-pointer to send it to overtime. Three-pointer from the right wing is missed. Rebounded right back to Jamison Duvall, and Paragold to reset. Giles with it now. Duvall. Landon Manning now. Manning driving. Takes the contact. Whistle and a foul. And it's going to go against Mountain Home. Should be on Braxton Carson. It is. Second foul for him. Team's fifth foul. Landon Manning will step to the free throw line. 0 of 2 at the line. Make it 0 of 3. Manning. Second free throw. My goodness, he's 0 of 4 at the line, and it's rebounded right to Robert Dover. Brad Morris told him in the timeout huddle at the end of the quarter, Robert Dover, you're going to get every rebound out there, bud. And he certainly has so far. Proctor with the basketball across the timeline. Proctor hesitation move, driving toward the middle, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Paragold's. Waiting to see what number they send in. It's going to go on 22, Jamison DeVault. He is third foul. Team's fourth foul. Bombers to throw in. Ellison tried to get it to Proctor, and it got thrown away. Paragold takes over. 32-31 left in this ball game. Gavin Hall to throw in. Hall walking it up the floor. Hall gives it to Manning. Manning working against Braxton Carson. Braxton, pretty good defender. Back to Gavin Hall. Bombers kind of zoned off. In a 2-3 zone, Hall back up top, Jackson. DeVault looking. Guarded by Proctor now. Skip to the left side, Ashton Oaks. Guarded by Carson. Carson's got a hand in his face. Two dudes in the face of Jackson now as they give it to Hall. Hall pulls up from the free throw line. Missed it. Rebounded, knocked away, and picked up by Proctor. And Coach Josh Vulture calls timeout. We'll take one with him. 32-31, Bombers clinging to a one-point lead, 5:49 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits, 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Back here in the hangar, Bombers clinging to a one-point lead, 5:49 left in this ball game. Coach Fulcher sending instructions to his team saying, whatever team has the most poise to get through this final 5:59 is going to win this ball game. I believe he's right. These are two very well-coached ball clubs. Jace Watson and the Paragold Rams believe they can compete for a state tournament spot out east. The Bombers trying to grow every day. It's a good mix of two different teams. So Mountain Home will have the basketball. I believe it'll be on the baseline. Proctor to throw in, and we're going to have another talk with the official book. Officials coming to the table. Sure what the score discrepancy is now. So they're going over. They're going over the timeouts that are left. Both sides have three timeouts left. Bombers have all three of their fulls, I believe, but, of course, who knows at this point. Proctor looking into Bickford. Full court pressure by Paracold. Bombers clear it out. Proctor, excuse me, Bickford with it across the timeline. 5:40 left in the ball game. Bombers running some clock. Braxton Carson with it, right wing. Ellison getting full denied. They won't even let him catch the basketball. And a whistle and another timeout called by Josh Fulcher. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Back here at the hangar, Bombers leading 32-31. Bombers will throw in on the sideline. Braxton Carr's got a little bit of trouble. And Bombers take their third timeout. They'll have two remaining. They get it to Kai Bickford. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Bickford, screen from Dover. Dover slips the screen, guarded by Jackson. Bickford to Ellison. Ellison. A whistle and a foul's called. It's going to go on number 21, Ashton Oaks. Be his third foul, team's fifth. Ellison to throw in on the sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench. Bounced into Proctor. Proctor on the right wing. Screen from Ellison. Ellison slips it. Proctor up top, Bickford to the right side. Excuse me, the left side, Bickford. Screen from Dover. To Bickford. Run back to the right side, hand off to Proctor. Proctor gets a screen from Ellison. Proctor takes the contact against DeVault to Ellison. Now back to Bickford to Braxton Carson. Bombers playing the possession game right now. A whistle and an offensive foul is called on Robert Dover. He set a screen, but he wasn't quite just set yet. So that'll be the Bombers' sixth team foul. His second. So Paragold with the ball again. They try to get it down to Jackson, but it got tipped away. as looks like Braden Dewey's going to come check in here in a few. To the corner, DeVault, three-pointer, got it. Jamison DeVault from downtown. Clock has not started. As the clock did not start on time. As Braden Dewey and Dodge Harris will come check in. Bombers with the ball. Proctor with it. Bickford. Bickford now to Dodge Harris. Hand off to Proctor. Proctor picks it up. 4:20 to go. Gets the screen from Dodge Harris. Proctor driving along the baseline. Kicks it out to Ellison in the corner. And a whistle. And a technical foul has been assessed to Luke Proctor. It's going to be a technical on Proctor and a personal foul on him as it sends Gavin Hall to the free throw line to shoot the technical free throws. Braxton Carson set to check in. Gavin Hall's free throw good. Second free throw from Hall, also good, and it's a four-point game now. .408 left in the ballgame. Bombers trail by four. Landon Manning with the basketball. Hall, the right side to Vault. Back to Hall. Hall content to hold it along with the Vault. So it's Harris, Carson, Dewey, Bickford, and Ellison, the five for the Bombers. Bombers going to change defenses now, try to extend some pressure here. As Bombers extend pressure now, they add pressure, thrown overhead to Gavin Hall. Met by a double team. DeVault and Hall just playing keep away. Bounce pass inside, down to... That was Ashton Oaks, but it got knocked out of bounds. Bombers will get it back. Dodge Harris to throw in. As the officials talking to the players about giving them their space, Dodge will throw in to Dewey. Over to Kai Bickford, 3:20 to go in the ballgame. Bombers down four. Bickford, crossover dribble to the left side. Screen from Harris, Bickford driving to the right side, Ellison. Ellison gets the screen from Dewey, gets it to Dewey mid-post. Dewey pulls up 15, footer got it, and it's a two-point game. Braden Dewey's got 13 points, and it's 36-34. Bombers extending pressure. Over to DeVault. Ball tipped in the air, but it's picked up by Paragold again. Hall now down to DeVault. Hall and Oaks now playing keep away. Oaks get a drive, kicks back out to Hall. 2:38 to go in the ballgame. Bombers down two. Double team by Mountain Home. Over to Hall back on the left side. Hall picks up his dribble over to Oaks. Oaks back to Hall, met by a double team, bounce to Manning. Manning splits the double team, kicks it to the corner. Jamison DeVault back to Hall. 2:22 left in the ballgame. Bombers down two. Bombers switching defenses again. Back to Manning. Hall now. Gavin Hall with it against Kai Bickford. Back to Manning. Back to Hall. About lost it. A whistle and a foul's called. They're going to send Landon Manning to the free throw line. That's by the numbers. A good move here. Dodge Harris with the foul. Landon Manning 0 of 4 from the free throw line. Landon Manning, 0 of 4 at the free throw line so far this afternoon. Front end of the 1-1. is good. Not a bad strategy by Mountain Home fouling him. He's 1 of 5 at the line now. Manning takes a couple dribbles, 2:06. Second one is missed, rebounded by Harris. Still a one-possession game. Braxton Carson now to Bickford, 2 to go in this game. 2 minutes left, Bickford between the circles. Another exciting one here at the hangar. Bickford, handoff to Harris. Harris gets it down to Carson. Along the baseline, ball tipped in the air. It's going to stay with Mountain Home. Caleb Giles steps back in for Paragold as Landon Manning will exit. Harris to throw in. They get it to Dewey on the right wing. Thought about a three. Now Bickford has it. Minute 45 to go. Bickford screen from Dewey to Harris. Now to the left side, Ellison. Ellison met on a double team. Harris, left corner three. Missed it long. Long rebound. Got tipped in the air to Paragold. And now Gavin Hall resets. Jackson with it now. Met on a double team. Back to Hall. Minute 20 to go. Jackson, backhand off to DeVault. To Hall. Hall almost lost it. Giles with it. DeVault now. Minute 12 to go. Met by a double team. Almost went back court. Bombers throwing the Paragold throwing the ball around now. Minute 3 to go. As it's inside. Blocked by Dewey. The layup by Oaks was missed. Paragold bench is incensed. Bickford with the basketball under a minute remaining. Bickford, handoff to Carson. Carson dribbling to his left. Back to the right to Dodge Harris in the right corner. Harris backs to Carson to Bickford on the left wing. 35 seconds remaining. Screen from Dewey. Kicks it out. Braxton Carson puts up the three. A lot of contact. Right to Jackson, ran into his own guy, and they're going to foul Jackson immediately. Good look from Braxton Carson. Foul's going to be on Kai Bickford. Be his second personal, team's 10th. We'll shoot two free throws. Josh Fulcher calls timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here in Mountain Home, Isaiah Jackson will step to the free throw line. Bombers had a good look at a three to tie it. Now they got to play the free throw game. Isaiah Jackson with 8 points, kind of a quiet night. Player projected to be all conference in the 5A East. Jackson, first free throw. This one is an air ball. And it's going to go to Mountain Home. They said it's a 1-1. And it's going to go to Mountain Home. Harris will throw in. 26.9 to go. Harris to Bickford. Bickford with the basketball. 20 seconds to go. Bickford handoff to Braxton Carson. Carson dribbles back. Bickford. Bickford step back three to tie it. Rattle around and it's picked up by Jackson. Hall with it. Good look by Bickford. Hall is fouled and he'll go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws. Braxton Carson called for the foul. His third and team's 10th. So it's going to be two shots now for Gavin Hall. Hall missed the first one. 7 seconds remaining. Bombers down three, pending this free throw from Gavin Hall. Hall missed the first one. The second one on the way. Got it. And it's a four-point game. And Coach Jace Watson wants to call timeout. We'll take one with him. Bombers trailing 38-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here at the hangar, Bombers trail by four, but they do have the basketball here. Bombers with a timeout remaining. Last timeout taken by Paragold. So Bombers will throw in 94 feet from their basket. They're going to have to go quickly here. Take the first available shot that they have. Bombers had two good looks to tie it here so far, just didn't go in the hole on two well-executed plays. 34-38, Bombers trailing, 7 seconds to go. Bombers will have to go the length of the floor. Bombers with one timeout remaining. So it's going to be Ellison, Dodge, Harris, Bickford, Braxton Carson, and Braden Dewey, the five for Mountain Home. Ellison can run the baseline. He's going to be the trigger man. Ellison looking, looking ahead to Bickford. Bickford's got to go down to four, down to three. Bickford puts it up, and it's an air ball, and that's going to do it for the ball game. So the Bombers will finish in fourth place in the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament. And they lose this one 38-34. Paragold will finish in third place. We're going to take a short little break and bring you the postgame show and the player of the game. You're listening to Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7.
Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray,